Yep. I'd like to call to order this meeting of Medina Township Trustees. It's a regular meeting. The time is 7:01 PM and it is July 25th, 2019. Can I have a roll call, please? Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Raddis?
Here.
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
If you would please stand and follow me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you could please take a moment and be mindful of our military members, both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. This is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
First up is set plans. Do we have anyone here from LMR Acquisitions? Sir, how are you?
Good.
If you would please state your name and address for the record.
William Bailey.
Thank you.
Address.
Oh, address also, please.
3650 Granger Road.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Is there anything you'd like to say or to put on the record before we proceed?
I don't think so.
Great. In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the site plan for Lake Medina Reserve Phase 3 as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
There we are. We'll have a copy for you here in a second.
Oh, right now.
Usually they get copies. I don't know what they get all the time. Do you know what she gives out?
Is Elaine not gonna be here?
No, Elaine's on vacation.
I think they have that mock trial thing, right? Isn't that tonight?
They have one today. Elaine's on vacation, though.
Oh, that's right. Can we just send it to them? I don't know what they have.
Nick, I think one copy goes to him.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Next is supplemental appropriations. I'll move to accept the supplemental appropriations dated 7/23/2019. It is a one-page document as presented.
Second.
It's like we're moving funds for the Blakesley Field refunds.
We talked, yeah, and we talked about this last meeting, so I just need to get it done. And I'm just gonna open a blanket for them, Denny, for the full amount.
Yeah, there's already people that want to start getting the bags, so.
There's some in there, so you can start bringing them to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna start bringing Friday, this is next week, so.
Roll call, please.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Vote on now purchase orders. I'll move to approve vote on now purchase order for pedal suite cleaning. Total amount on this is $273. It's for cleaning.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Purchase orders and training requests. Michael?
I have none.
Mark?
No.
I have a few here. I'll move to approve purchase order requisition for Baker Vehicle Systems. This is for our service department. It's for a Boy Hill Mini 60-gallon sprayer. Total amount, $4,000.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye. That sprayer can is one that we use along the roads to spray all the underbrush. It's got a boom on it. We can start spraying grass with it, too. One we had went bad, so we got to replace it.
Thank you. I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Akron Tractor and Equipment out of Akron. The total amount, $3,297.62. This is for a new roller for the roadside mower.
Second.
Can I explain that to you?
Yes, sir.
That is an accumulator kit and a new roller, and the problem we're having is we're wearing the bearings out on the roller. Like, every other week, we're changing the bearings, and they got a new design out. They got this new accumulator kit you can put on it. It takes the weight off the boom itself to save the bearings, save all the mechanicals down there. They didn't have it back 10 years ago when we got the tractor, so it's...
I asked Denny, it's like $200 just for bearings.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's plus your time.
Yeah.
New adaption, new equipment on.
All right, roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Rattus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
And I'll move to approve a purchase order requisition for our cemetery department. The vendor is Pinnacle Monument Leveling and Restoration. Total amount, $4,875. This is for 1125 tombstones at Medina Center Cemetery.
Second.
Discussion? Denny?
We had a guy stop by. They're going around the different townships in the Medina County and all over. What they do is they pick the stone up, they put stone underneath it. You can't really dig on those old cemetery graves because of wood boxes. And you really don't know where the stuff's at down there. So they pretty much just pick it straight up, level it, and set it back down. It's not the most best way to do it, but it's our only option we really have where it's the wood boxes. You guys just make the decision if you want to put the money in the cemetery to do it.
It's leaning pretty bad?
Yeah, if we don't get on it, it's just going to get worse.
Dang, one more.
They're just going to start hitting the ground. You know, we've already picked some of them up that have been falling on the ground. The company's been in business for like 7 years and they haven't had issues putting stone underneath them and keeping them level. So, the ground is beating the ball. The way we do it now, we dig a foot or 3 foot in the ground and pour concrete into it. So we're not going nowhere.
Dang, when were you looking to have this done?
Within the next few weeks, hopefully. I was going to talk to Nick here about that grant.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a grant out there.
There is that grant for up to $1,000. And I was going to see if maybe we could roll this into it somehow.
Okay.
I just kind of want to bring it up to you guys.
All right.
Anything else? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Rattus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Is that it for purchase orders?
Yes.
Okay, just real quick, if anyone filling out a purchase order request can be real careful to fill out the request in its entirety, and then the address that the bill is actually going to be remitted to is very important. Once I issue it in the system, it won't find it if the remittance address comes back from the address that was on the purchase order. So then it has to be closed out completely and reissued. So, but meeting dates, just they want to make sure everything is filled out on those. So, thanks.
Next is approval of accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 30229 through check number 30255. Total amount $70,531.44.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Rattus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next is payroll. Approval of payroll. I'll move to approve the payroll for check date 7/26/2019, total amount $36,438.31.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Rice.
Aye.
Mr. Stolper.
Aye.
Appropriation status. I'll move to approve appropriation status dated 7/25/2019. It's a 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Angela, is there anything in here that the board should be aware of particularly?
I'm not aware, I guess. Well, I guess number one is it's important for the board to know that this is a running total of the budget. So the final budget numbers are always there under your appropriations. The only thing that really needs to be happening in the next, probably within the next month, is Mark and Chief Colonius and I will have to start moving the money into safety services that we appropriated it. We just put it all into one fund until we kind of saw where we were further into the year. So that'll be happening here, if not before the next meeting, the following one. But there's no reason to increase our certificate or increase our budget or anything for the year as of now.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions on that?
No. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolper.
Aye.
Mr. Radish.
Aye.
Bank reconciliation for June. I'll move to approve the bank reconciliation for June, dated 6/30/2019. It's a 4-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolper.
Aye.
Mr. Radish.
Aye.
Credit card attestation. I, Ken DeMichael, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on July 25th, 2019, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates June 28th, 2019 through July 25th, 2019, as provided by the fiscal officer. These credit cards include Amazon, Home Depot, Staples, Tractor Supply, Walmart, and PNC.
What were the dates on those?
28th of June through the 25th of July. Department reports for June.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports for June 2019 as presented. We have Road and Bridge, Fire Department, Police Department, and Zoning.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper.
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Radish.
Aye.
department head comments. Chief Colonius, anything?
No, sir.
If you would, I had a couple of people ask me about that National Night Out, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, that's going to be August 3rd, I think is the correct date, is that right? I'm going to be on vacation, so the date might be a little fuzzy for me. I'm not quite in vacation mode yet. But what it is, it's a chance for law enforcement to get an opportunity in a non-enforcement capacity to meet with their communities. This year will be at Target, as it was last year. Medina PD will be participating, Montville will be participating. They'll be at a Target supplying hot dogs, it'll be sort of a cookout. It's a good event to bring your family to and have a chance to interact with your local law enforcement, again, in a non-adversarial, non-enforcement capacity.
Tuesday, August 6th, sound right?
Yes, that's correct.
Appreciate it.
5 to 8 p.m.
Thank you.
And then in that same week, there's Shop with a Cop event going on with Target as well, which is a separate thing, but...
Nick Jr., do you have anything?
Updating our record retention policy with the state to streamline that process and get the destruction of records that we are approved by the state to get rid of to do that.
Appreciate it. Denny?
I got a call from a guy today by the name of Chuck Badley. He's from Montville Township. He has a nonprofit organization that he'd like to use our soccer field for a human trafficking awareness cornhole tournament on September 7th or September 13th. We could just give it, you know, let him use it for free.
Are those dates available?
Yeah, they're both available at this time.
That'd be fine with me. How about you guys?
We let the Olympics do it, so, you know, for the human trafficking, I don't think we'll do it.
Mr. Chairman, does that have any conflict with the proposed chicken dinner?
That proposed date is September 13th, so it's working.
What were the dates on that, Denny?
September 7th or the 14th.
It'll be fine. Thank you for bringing that up. Anything else, Denny?
We're in a paving process right now. Probably next week we'll be putting the top one up for the interim.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you putting in those extra hours, too.
No, thank you.
Yvonne?
Nothing new. Just waiting for the board to review the social media policy so we can see if we can prepare it to be adopted.
Thank you. Under old business, tax budget discussion. Who put this out there?
I did. You wanted to talk about it. Talk about it.
Well, I wanted to know. I was confused because I had asked you for the last few years tax budgets, and you said that they didn't exist.
You actually did not. You asked me for the 2019 permanent budgets that the other two trustees handed in to me. So what you asked for did not exist. You didn't start asking for the tax budgets until the day after it was due.
Okay, so we're going to agree to disagree on that.
Do you want the emails? I have them all.
We're going to agree to disagree on that.
You know, you can't disagree with something that's in black and white, Ken. They're yours.
Whether I asked for them via email or on the phone.
We never spoke on the phone.
I'm not talking about you.
Well, you can't blame me for something that somebody else didn't give you.
I'm not sure who's blaming who for anything.
Well, you actually did, and I don't appreciate being called a liar. I don't appreciate being told that I'm not doing my job, and I certainly don't appreciate you telling me I'm withholding documents from you that existed that did not exist.
Okay.
You didn't do your job. You didn't get the budget in time. You were told I gave you an immediate answer when you asked for the documents. You asked for them a week prior to the due date.
I'd like to go through the emails because I'm sure that I asked before, much before.
You asked June 28th for the first time, and you were given a response that
June 28th.
Day. June 28th.
You just said that I didn't ask until after the deadline.
No, for the 2020 tax budget. Okay. That's when you asked for that.
Okay.
You were asking for the 2019 permanent budget that the other two trustees turned in. That is what you asked for up until, I actually even called to clarify with Nick.
And it didn't exist, that's great. That's great.
It's great?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why was I getting messages from you at 9:00, 10:00 at night, midnight, 1:00 in the morning, telling me to come up here on a Friday night after?
I never told you to come up here.
Ken, read the emails. Read them out loud. It's not appropriate.
What's not appropriate, Angel? I asked you for something that was at Town Hall, and you said, "Oh, it's at Town Hall." So, well, where is it in Town Hall?
You started asking for that after 5:00 p.m. On the Friday that it was due. That's when you were asking, 5:35, I believe.
Well, what difference does it make what time it was?
It was due on Friday. This is not something...
Okay, but you wouldn't give it to me, that was my point.
What do you mean I wouldn't give it to you? You got it that following Monday.
I'm not going to argue with you. We're done with this.
No, we're not done with this.
Yes, we are done with this conversation. Next is...
You owe me an apology, number one. And number two, you need to do your job.
You need to do your job and tell me...
I do my job.
No, why didn't you give me the information that I asked for?
There wasn't anything to give you.
Angela, I asked you for the last 3 years.
You asked me that on Saturday, the 6th.
New budget.
No, you don't get to sit there.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
You do not.
Under new business, approval of minutes.
You know what, Ken? If you're going to be a trustee, why don't you do your job? Seriously, don't blame everybody.
I will move to approve the minutes for the regular meeting on March 14, 2019. I'll move to, well, that's the only one, we were all here, so we'll start with that.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Ravis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
I'll move to approve the May 30, 2019 regularly scheduled meeting minutes.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Ravis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Abstain.
You were here. For May 30th.
Just as Ken and Mark.
You were here for... May 30th, you were here. On June 27th, you weren't here. And there might have been another one.
Mark was not here.
Yeah.
Withdraw my second.
And I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Ravis?
Abstain.
I'll move to approve the June 12th special meeting and the June 13th regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. DeMichael?
Abstain.
Mr. Ravis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
I Next up is the discussion of objections to renew, to the renewal of a liquor permit.
Chief, no objections to any of them that were on the list?
No. As you know, I sent copies of all the permits in the township, correct permits in the township, to the board prior to meeting for review, and we also went through a review address history based on those liquor permits. And while there are hit and miss issues, as there could be at any public place, nothing that would get my recommendation for the board to disapprove any of those licenses.
Just for the public to understand, this year apparently all our liquor permits in the township have to go up for renewal. We received a letter asking if we had any objections or wanted any hearings in regards to any of the liquor permits that were current. So we asked Chief to review them all for us.
Since there aren't any objections, it says that we do not need to take any action. So. Thanks, Chief. Discussion.
Annual review?
What's that?
Is that an annual?
I don't believe so. Oh. Is it annual? Because I don't remember getting one last year for this.
I think Celia would just talk to Chief Arbogast and ask if there was any objections. And since the board always went based on that, they just never, you don't have to vote on it or anything.
There you go, Gary. So. Apparently it's a yearly review.
Okay. Discussion of a benefits waiting period.
So back on January 3rd, if the board remembers, they changed the waiting period for health benefits to a 60-day wait.
Not police,
yes, because that's the contract. Apparently, the change was not made to Mark Herwick's office. So when Nick Jr. was hired, he was going to have the 60-day wait, which would be putting him on an insurance, I believe, Saturday, right? 27th of July. So there was we got the bill for August, and there was a prorated amount from May 27th till now for him. I had sent a message an email to Mark Herwick saying that needed to be removed. I think I copied everyone on that. He responded with me that nobody had informed him of the change, so Medical Mutual would not make the change, and we could sign. He drafted a letter for us to sign and said that they will make the waiting period for the 60 days as of August 1st. That seemed like that's where we were going to be at with that. But then I got to thinking, Amanda did have a 60-day wait.
Right.
And Mike and I spoke about this, so I kind of pushed back with Mark Horwick a bit, and he's going to try to get the bill for, you know, the two months for Nick Jr. waived. He's getting some documentation from him, and they're working directly on that together. So there's a couple things with this, and I guess a lot depends on what the board's going to do going forward. If we keep the 60-day waiting period, we do have to decide what we want to do in a situation like this. I don't believe it would be appropriate to charge Nick for insurance that he didn't have. You know, he had to keep his benefits, so he was paying for something for the last 60 days, so it's not right to. But I can't make that decision for the board. You know, that would have to be something that you guys would decide. There's also a slight issue with Officer Ghettos. His start date was the 9th of June, and they're putting him on as June 1st. So he's approximately a half a month behind. Like, I started withdrawing from his pay right away. It takes Medical Mutual forever and a day to get caught up with bills, so he was just finally on this one. And they started him on the 1st of June, so he could technically owe us money back. I also don't think that's fair. I'm trying to get that changed as well, but I will say, Medical Mutual is a great company to have for claims. It's a terrible company to have for anything administrative-wise, so it will probably be a month or two until we have any answer on this.
Do we need to make a motion now or wait and see how it comes back?
Well, I mean, the way I paid the bills, this bill, we had the COSI bill that was due, and I did not, for Nick Jr., I did not take 15% out of May to June and June to July, because I just, even if we would, if that's the route you're going to go and you want him to have to reimburse that, I don't think it's fair to do all out of one pay. So as far as Officer Gettem, yeah, I did the same. I mean, he, like I said, it's only a half a month, so if we're going to make him catch up, then we can do that, split it up over two pays or whatnot too, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. Just because, again, these employees had to keep all their benefits in force, so it's not, I don't think it's fair to penalize them for something that Medical Mutual is doing. I think it's important that when a change like this is made, that the board appoints somebody to make sure that that's followed up on with Merkowitz.
Did he say the reason why previous employee happened to, yes?
Yeah, because she put March 1st as her start date on the application.
Okay.
But that wasn't good enough, so I expressed how unhappy we were as a board, or you guys, and then he offered to finally work on it and try to get it. I'm 99% certain they will change it once they see that the employee had other benefits, but I can't say that for certainty, so. But it, again, if it's something that you want the employees to be charged for, I need to know that for the next payroll, and then I can contact them and work something out with them, but I don't think it's right
for them to, an administrative error is not their
right
issue.
And I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth, but I'm not sure if ever any of you think that that's something that I'm supposed to do, but it's not. This is actually a board decision. The chairperson should be signing. I pay the bills. I make sure it's appropriated. Purchase orders are open, and I pay the bills. So it's really not even something I should be involved in, or have to be involved in, for that matter. But I'm trying to get it worked out.
I appreciate it. How did they mess up Gettem's? Is it?
Apparently, I didn't see his application. According to Mark Kerwick, he had put June 1st as his start date. And I had explained to him that, no, he was hired at a meeting, because right. We always have to make the motion to hire.
Right.
But his start date of full-time employment was actually the 9th.
Yeah.
And again, he said if we can, I believe I sent that to you, right, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, if he just wants to see that on township letterhead. I don't foresee that being an issue.
Okay.
But I will, you know, he's someone that you have to push back a little bit with. So I'll say if you appoint somebody to work with him, then just make sure that person knows that taking the first response is usually not good enough. That's unfortunate, but I mean, he's done a good job as far as, you know, he does a lot of comparison shopping and everything, so I mean, I can't complain about that, but there's, you know, I think the first response is he's always going to take the side of the company without trying to push back on it. So that's the first thing, because, and I don't know, Ken, if you know this even, but the last, when he came in to do the presentation for the last year's, and do you remember asking him to change the COBRA? Going forward,
I don't remember talking about it.
Well, you asked him. I listened to the minutes. You asked him to change it. It's still not changed. So, again, it's you. Just somebody has to be appointed to follow up on those things. Decisions that the board makes should be whoever you guys want to appoint to do that. So that's the first part. So I don't know if we want to do. Are you all good with just, I mean, if, and again, I don't think this is going to happen, but if Medical Mutual does say, no, we're sticking with this, do you want to just, you know, accept that and pay and not charge the employees the difference?
I would say that's fair. It was an administrative error, not the employee's issue.
Right. I've heard your take on it. I need these two.
I'm the same way as Mark. It was administrative error, and we shouldn't penalize our employees for that.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay. So that's first thing. Now, second thing is to really think about this 60-day waiting period. The initial letter that Mark Hurwick sent me, and again, he wanted me to sign it, but this is something that the chairperson should sign, so I had asked him to rewrite it, and I'm not sure why he changed it. But the first letter had said that other law enforcement would be a zero-day waiting period. The Medical Mutual had asked, let me preface it with us to spell it out, exactly who had what waiting periods. He has a copy of our meeting minutes from the 3rd when this happened, but that wasn't good enough, apparently. So the way that they understood it was that police officers under the bargaining unit would have a 0 day. Anyone who was not part of the bargaining unit would have 60, as well as trustees, fiscal officers, zoning, roads, maintenance, administrative, and general labor would be a 60-day wait. And then when he I told him that the letter had to be written for the chairperson to sign. And then he changed it to say that police and law enforcement were 0 day waiting periods, and elected officials and fiscal officers were 0 day, and all other employees are 60 day. I reached out to Mike Lyons on a couple different issues, this being one of them, last week. He was on vacation, he just called me back and said that he's not comfortable saying if that's even acceptable to do. With insurance companies, it's hard, you don't want to ever look like you're, you know, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Favoritism.
Yes, thanks. So, I will say that with elected officials, every 4 years, you start a new term, you start new employment. So it's something to think about if that's even, meaning like anyone who would run, who has benefits, who would run again, would have a 60-day wait starting in January if they won in the election. So that's something to think about. And like I said, with the prosecutor's office, they may say that that's just not even appropriate anyways. I don't know. I'm going to say he asked for the minutes where the change was made, and he wanted to see the letter. And I mean, this was at 4:10 today, so I'll get it to him. But and he said he'll probably have an answer for us for the next meeting. But it's just something to throw out at you guys, because if you want to just go back to the 0 day wait, then we don't have to worry about it. So
wait for his opinion. And I mean, if he doesn't have an issue with it, then we'll leave it the way it is if it's an issue.
Okay. That's what I needed on that.
Executive session, we'll put that off before we're in favor of public comment. I'll move to open the floor up for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
The public comment portion of our meeting is now here, where if you have anything you'd like to say, please raise your hand and state your name and address for the record. Yes, sir.
Gary Beeney, 3803 Hamilton Road. Are all the new faces that I see part of the administration, and are they part-time? Well, I see new people. Are they all part-timers?
Nick Jr.'s full-time.
Oh, is he?
Yvonne is part-time. Nick Sr. is part-time.
Okay. And are all receiving full medical benefits?
Only Nick Jr. Okay. The other part-timers do not receive benefits.
Right. I'm just curious. And why do we have to be on Facebook? And what's so special about Facebook? And so, with all the problems they have, and why would we want to even air our dirty laundry on Facebook? On the things that go on in these meetings.
Well, Facebook, I believe we're using it just to promote some of the things that are happening in the township
I thought you were going to do a video feed or something.
That we're talking, still talking about doing our meeting as a video feed.
I know I wouldn't want to be on Facebook. I don't use it.
Right.
I'm not a loot.
And that wouldn't be through Facebook. That would be, we're looking at YouTube Live to do it that way.
And some of the stuff that goes on here, I don't think we'd want it out in the public.
Gary, maybe that'll stop people from acting like that. You never know.
Stop you guys?
Stop you guys?
I don't think I've had any issues.
I'm just curious, I mean, it's not a no big deal, Facebook, I mean, what's so special about it? All right, thank you.
Bill Osman, 3670 Hamilton Road. Mike, I asked a couple meetings ago for you to check into recording the town hall.
And I did check into it, it's not being recorded at town hall, the police department is the only recorded lines. And I did talk to Marshall about that, he did send me the snapshot of the pictures showing that everything is not recorded. I expressed my concern again that we had some people that asked about it, and, you know, my reason behind not recording, we've never done it in the past for our employees, I don't think it's right to start recording them now, so.
So there has been no recording?
No recordings.
In the town hall?
Zero.
Zero, okay, that's not what I'm hearing.
Well, and I'm getting it from Marshall, Marshall's our phone company, he snapped the picture, I can show you too after the meeting. Everything's, you know.
But it's never been done?
Never been done. I know when we first went to Perfect Voice, that was one of the questions, because that was one of the options that we could have chose. And I said no, because we've never done it in the past, and I wasn't about to start doing it now.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not? We've never did it before in our place. I think our employees should be able to talk on the phone to whoever they want, or to, you know, the public, and not have the public, you know, be able to ask a question.
I'm not sure that it's legal for you to do something like that.
We can, as long as we show that it's, or announce that it's being taped and recorded.
To do it.
To do it without, correct.
Not legal.
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bob Grub, Fenn Road. What's the status of Hood Road?
It is a one-way road for now, and we are going to do our best to see about a grant for next year. If that works out, we'll be much better off. Either way, the repairs, I'll say permanent, nothing's permanent, but it's the more permanent repair will be done next year. That's the plan, anyway.
Have you gotten anything from the county?
No.
They're in a paving mode right now. They're not even in the office. They only got so many engineers that work on that kind of stuff at this time. It's the same guy that does that part as does the paving. They've cut staff down there also, just like everything else.
I find it hard to believe with wanting to spend $40 million for a courthouse and they can't supply us with roads to drive on. It's crazy. It's ludicrous. The county is tripled in size population-wise, but yet we're still using the same roads we had 100 years ago.
That's something to talk to the commissioners, I'd say, about it.
Well,
the county engineer.
I think I have three representatives up there to talk to the county and get them off dead center.
It's taken much longer than I would have liked. We met, Danny and I met with one of the county representatives the other day, and it's actually moving along now. That being said, we have other roads too in the township that they're going to need. Cook Road's another. You know, we met with them about Cook Road a number of years ago, and the problem with Cook Road was that once we start making the updates to the road, they have to conform to the state standards now. And there's a lot involved, and there would be, we ran into taking down some trees and
tree work and building out right on a berm. And,
oh, yeah. I understand.
It's got to be brought up to standard. Once you touch it, it's got to be brought up to standard.
I understand, but what I don't understand is why the county is dragging their feet. It's crazy. and why you as trustees allow them to do it.
We're one of seven for town.
I don't think that this is taking any longer than any other project we request from them. It's just more focal for you guys, but it's in line with all the other projects they have.
I guess my comment is, why do you put up with it?
The service that's provided by the county, I mean, I don't know what it would cost for us to hire an engineer to do that work.
That would be the alternative.
Yeah.
That would be prohibitive dollar-wise.
Right, that's how I felt, anyway.
Well, and the problem is, the county still has ultimately the decision, so we could...
The county is to supply us a service, which they're not doing.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just saying, if we spent that kind of money, and then it's not something the county ends up approving, we would be, because they have all the ultimate say.
Suggesting that, what I'm saying is, the county is not providing us the service that they're supposed to be providing us.
No, Mr. Cook, some way they are, that they are doing the project, it's just not at a rapid pace. And dealing with them, just in last year in regards to some of the things, I've noticed that if you push a little too much, sometimes that project kind of goes towards the bottom of the pile and doesn't stay up on the top.
I guess what I'm saying is we are accepting substandard service.
It might appear that way. I believe now, at this point in time, we're at a point where the county understands the deadlines for this grant, and they know that we're not going to do the work this year anyway. So I don't think that I can say with a good deal of certainty that the county will have this prepared for us before the application for the grant is...
And Andy Conrad and his group has been more than helpful to us in going out there and meeting several times. I don't necessarily agree with substandard service. I think it's more focal for everyone. But no one cared how long it took for us to get back, you know, Remsen Road or any other roads. It's more important for people, I get it. But it's no different than any other project that we've given them.
The answer is, could it have been done last year? Yes.
Yes. Not dragged our feet, but we looked into a lot of stuff before we handed it off to them as well. We were looking at, you know, other options.
Right.
And maybe that is a little on it. Maybe we should have sent it to them initially and then worked the other one simultaneously. But we didn't. I mean, that's probably on us. But, you know, we were looking at the best option and cost prohibitive option. This is what we came up with, but we handed it off, I mean, way later than we got it. I mean, if you remember, we looked at, you know, skim coating and other options with a few companies, and that took quite a bit of time. That wasn't really on the county. That, you know, I'd take some of the heat on that. It didn't get turned over to them initially.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? I'll move to close the public portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
This executive session, I'm not sure what it's for, so whoever called.
I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss employee compensation with the three trustees and the fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 7:50 p.m. Time is 8:56. We are back from the executive session where three trustees and fiscal officer were discussing employee compensation. Anything else?
I have a motion. I'd like to make a motion to waive the appeal on claim number 19-109247 from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation and for the board to allow authorize Mark Raz to sign the C-108 waiver.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Oh, do you have it? Oh, I'm sorry, did I not? That one. And then I will have to, Chief Colonius leave. We're gonna have to get the employee to sign that.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:58 PM.
How was it?
Actually, it was kind of fun. We had about 60 people there.
Really?
I was, and the food was very good. You should have come for the food.
I had three.
Huh? Yeah, this was really good. I didn't, you know.